CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam, and happy 1 year!
Good morning, Ari. Good morning. Oh, yeah, the 2nd of August. It was this time last year that we began this breakfast program. Congrats.
Go us. We haven't been fired. Woo.
Here's to another year.
Yeah, here's to another year. Many moons.
Here's to one more
to come.
Year.
Well, just one. She's off.
She's off with the cough.
Yeah, don't make me laugh, Adam. Should we clink? We haven't been fired. That's such an achievement.
Well, why would they?
I don't know.
What kind of job I'm doing?
Oh, you are doing a pretty good job, not going to lie.
What did you put in my coffee? You said you put something in there. Now I don't want to drink it.
No, you tasted the wrong coffee. Taste it. Come on, Adam. It's a little special surprise for you. Come on, Adam. Taste it.
I have a perfectly good coffee here that I made.
Yeah, but you didn't
that I can
use,
trust.
You didn't use your mug that
because
I
it was
gifted.
Dirty.
Oh,
I washed my mug and then used that mug.
Well, have a sip. Go on. I told Adam I put a sneaky surprise in his coffee.
Well, I've already got a coffee here that I can trust.
Okay, well,
I can't
you
trust
can
this.
Trust me. We've been doing this show for a year. You can trust me.
Smells like spider.
No.
Did you put a spider in it?
No, I did not put a spider in there. Adam, just have a sip.
All those huntsmen that were out and about yesterday from the storm.
No, you can do it. Come on. I haven't had a sip of mine. Mine is the exact same, but with soy milk. Can you taste it? Maybe there's not enough in it.
Tastes like coffee.
There's not a hint of something else in there? Not, it can't taste anything else?
Nope.
Well, okay. I have to tell you, there's a little bit of Milo in there.
Oh, Milo.
There's just a little bit. I found a Milo tin in the cupboard, which means it's a great day to have a great day. If that Milo tin is yours, I've opened it.
Well, thanks for the Milo coffee mocha. Tell you what, this hour, today in history, it is coming up. It's business as usual. We're playing with Daryl Summers. You surely know him. You don't know who Daryl Summers
might
is?
Might have to Google that one.
I might read out a couple more comments from yesterday's talk topic because there were some doozies in there that came in after the show.
My mum even commented in.
Yesterday's topic being where have you found an animal in a strange location? Taste test have brought in that peanut butter. Have you not tried that peanut butter, natural stuff?
No.
And yet you dissed it. You were dissing it.
No, I have attempted to have a healthy peanut butter. And then you got to mix it around because all the oil goes to the top. I don't have time for that. Just give me regular peanut butter.
But some would say this is regular because they haven't added stuff.
No, I'm talking craft.
So you didn't even try it. You gave up.
I tried it and I was
you ate it?
I don't remember actually what it tastes like. I just don't like that the oil sits at the top.
You requested it for today's talk.
I did.
Taste test. So
because
we'll
you
taste
know what?
It.
You got to give things another go.
That's right. And 5 second rule. We'll do that next. We'll wake up with a 5 second rule on this, the 1 year anniversary.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Cheers. I'm clinking the coffee. Clink, clink, clink.
Amy Shark on CFM morning, 6:10.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Amy Shark on CFM playing in Devonport in a matter of days, 2 days away, that show at the Parramatta Arts Centre. If you want a ticket, you should have got it in the first like 30 seconds that they went on sale because they're gone.
It sold out.
Very quickly,
so
didn't
quickly.
It? Let's do this.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Me and Ari like to challenge each other nice and early to say three things in 5 seconds.
To really wake up.
I think it's my turn to ask you first. Surely.
Okay.
All right, Ari.
Adam.
In 5 seconds, name three things that can fly.
Oh, birds, plane, and a jet. I think that counts as a plane.
Should just snuck it in there, really. Could have had helicopter and could have had Superman.
Oh!
You know, is it a bird? Is it a plane?
No, it's Superman.
Could be that, you know?
No, you're
That's
so
you
right. Damn.
Also quite relevant because later on we'll have another $250 voucher to Rex to give
Airlines.
Out.
Airlines. Oh, so excited. Wish we could win those. We can't, but you can. All right, Adam, 5 seconds. In 5 seconds, name three animals you would not want as a pet.
Crocodile, huntsman. Alligator. They're two different animals.
They are two different animals. He's done it.
So
it is indeed a great day to have a great day.
That's right. Celebrate with Barnsley, I say.
Oh, stop
it. Don't try and stop me.
Turn it up.
Don't try and stop me. I'm celebrating with Barnsley.
I'm not.
Stop, you're trying to stop me.
Then just turn it up.
You're trying to stop me and I don't appreciate it on CFM. Jimmy Barnes on CFM, 17 minutes past 6 on a Taste Test Tuesday. Today's taste test is peanut butter. The only way you should eat peanut butter, just ground peanuts with a dash of salt.
Okay, all right. Pass. Are you going to open the jar for me?
I'm very confused as well. Is Bega Kraft? Because the peanut butter, the one with all the sugar in it that you love, is now Bega. But I don't think any of us noticed. It's not Kraft anymore.
Since when?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll still call it.
But this
Kraft
is Bega as well.
Butter.
But this is their natural version.
Okay. Yeah, you got to open it for
me. I don't have a set brand. Usually, I just go for something that's on special.
Okay. Well, straight up, I mean, like the glass jar, very nice. Already quite runny.
Yeah, you mix it up.
So I've got to mix it first.
That's what you get in nature.
I just like...
It's better for Santa. You don't want her having all that sugar.
And you've gone crunchy, but it doesn't actually... Oh, yep, there it says crunchy. Simply Nuts. Natural peanut butter.
That's how it's done. Okay. In nature. Right, also noticed there's a huge variety of different natural ones, and you've only got the one sugary one at the bottom now, so I feel like this is more popular these days. It is 2022. It's time to grow up, Ari.
Nah. I don't do it. This gets all stuck in your mouth.
Yeah, it's peanut butter.
Would you rather enjoy a little bit of sugar or have to force yourself to have a peanut butter sandwich with a healthy peanut butter?
Well, I much prefer that, so
really?
I'm not forcing myself to do anything.
It's
nothing
just not
but peanuts.
The same.
So good for your nuts, peanuts. Good for Santi.
But it's not the same.
I know, it's better. This
Do
is the future.
You know what peanut butter is really yummy on? An apple.
An apple? Some celery? Dip a celery in there. Yeah, that's why you cover it in peanut butter.
Yeah, true.
And you make sure it's sugar.
It's so stringy.
You make sure it's just that natural peanut butter, so it's still healthy.
I can't hack that and the aftertaste.
You're missing out, Ari.
Give me the sugar, y'all. I'd rather just go to the gym. Give me the sugar.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yesterday we were talking about where's the strangest place you've found an animal. We had some later comments come in. Dawn wrote in saying, someone I know was working as a locum in an outback hospital when a patient came in feeling a little faint.
Oh, no.
They cleaned him up and found a nest of redbacks in his hair.
No!
How crazy, he didn't even know they were there except for the fact he was feeling faint. I had a girlfriend who had a ear problem that was like popping or something.
No,
she went into the doctor and it turned out there was a little spider in her ear.
That's disgusting.
Making its home.
My mum, Adam, commented on the Facebook page yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Good old mum goes, saw an emu swim across the river at the shack. And she did. I do remember her telling me about that.
Where's the shack?
On the Murray River in Adelaide.
Yeah, right. They just have emus swimming across there a lot.
Well,
or?
I've never personally seen one, but Mum spent a lot of time there, and yeah, she's seen it happen once.
Yeah.
So
what do? They just kick, and
I guess so.
All the kicking goes on underneath.
Just like a duck, I guess, but just like a real big one.
So would you just see them sort of floating because their legs are all doing it underneath?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, emu. They'd just be like. Yeah, just kicking along and just... But their neck's so long.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think it'd make them...
Maybe they bob it forward like a pigeon.
Yeah, maybe, to get some momentum.
Yeah.
Wish she sent me a video.
The pigeon technique, I believe the scientists call it. We had a couple of jokesters too. Scott wrote in and said, woke up next to a whale once.
That's not funny.
And Bob wrote in and said, I once found a cougar in my bedroom, still has the scars to prove it.
I did think that was funny.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Still to come this hour today in history, and up next we're playing Who Dat with Daryl Summers. Do you know who he is?
I've googled it, yes.
You recognise him?
Yes, do recognise him.
I'm amazed to find out that this Saturday he turns 71.
No way.
Unreal, isn't it? We'll play with his voice next. We'll have a play. Whitney Houston, Clean Bandit, CFM.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat. If you think you can pick the real Daryl Summers out of an audio lineup of three, then give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flu clean and wood heater assessment.
Rightio, Daryl Summers of Hey Hey It's Saturday and Dancing with the Stars, probably his two biggest ones. Is this him, clip A?
This lady who collects, they call her the coupon queen. She collects coupons, which gives her discounts on products.
B?
And apparently there is a neoclassical building in Canberra.
C?
The trophy is actually solid 24-carat gold.
What do you reckon? 1-300-655-922. Which of those three is Daryl Summers? We'll go again. His A.
This lady who collects, they call her the coupon queen. She collects coupons, which gives her discounts on products.
B.
And apparently there is a neoclassical building in Canberra.
C.
The trophy is actually solid 24-carat gold.
What do you reckon? Which one of those three is Daryl Summers? Give us a call. 1-300-655-922 to play Who Dat. CFM's Adam and Ari. We're doing the Daryl Summers Shelly.
Oh, my God. This man is my exact double.
Who Dat? Who Dat?
Who Dat? I can't tell the difference.
Rachel from Burnie's on with us to play Who Dat. Rachel, do you consider yourself a Daryl Summers fan?
No, but I do know Daryl Summers. I used to like Hey Hey.
Yeah. But that was a long time ago, I suppose.
It was.
All right, I'll run the clips.
See how good your memory is with this one then.
Yeah, we'll run the clips, see if you know which one's he. Here's clip A.
This lady who collects, they call her the coupon queen. She collects coupons, which gives her discounts on products.
B.
And apparently there is a neoclassical building in Canberra.
C.
The trophy is actually solid 24-carat gold.
What are we going with, Rachel?
C.
The trophy is actually solid 24-carat gold.
I'm afraid that's Trevor Marmalade. I thought that might trick people. Sorry, Rachel.
That's okay.
Have a wonderful day, Rachel. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Morning, CFM. Who's this?
Joe.
Joe, is it?
Yep.
Where are you from, Joe?
Acton.
Acton. Joe from Acton's on with us. Hey, Joe, we've narrowed it down to A and B, so it's even easier now. Here's A.
This lady who collects, they call her the coupon queen. She collects coupons, which gives her discounts on products.
And we got B.
And apparently there is a neoclassical building in Canberra.
What are we going with, Joe?
A.
This lady who collects, they call her the coupon queen. She collects coupons, which gives her discounts on products.
Correct.
Congratulations. Well done, Joe. Well done. Sorry.
What's she in the draw for, Ari?
You're in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flu clean and wood heater assessment.
Just for me. Thanks.
No problems. Hey, now, I'll grab your details.
Clip B was Red Simon.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Burnie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning, we're a couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock. Let's have a quick look at history.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Wow, wow, wow.
Was on this very day, the 2nd of August, in 2018, TikTok became available worldwide after merging with Musical.ly.
I can't help myself, but I love TikTok.
Yeah.
I love it. No hate to it at all.
It exploded in that pandemic.
Yeah.
It got people through the pandemic times.
It did.
On this day in 2019, a 7-year-old boy was operated on after 526 teeth were found inside his mouth in India.
So a lot of teeth.
Usually you got about 32.
That is a lot of teeth.
On this day in 2019, Ed Sheeran's Divide Tour became the most attended and highest grossing tour of all time, overtaking U2. After 893 days on the road.
Well, he's in Australia early next year, I believe.
That's right. He doesn't stop, that Sheeran.
He doesn't. Oh, I just love all of his songs too, you know, honestly. Aren't they just so good?
Haven't you got enough money, Sheeran? Just stop, bro.
He's doing it for the people, Adam. He's one of the people.
I think he's done enough.
Nah, keep going.
It was on this day in 2021, the Adam and Ari for Breakfast program went to air for the first time. Shall we hear a clip of it?
Oh, my God. please.
How far we've come.
Let's hope we don't get fired by the end of today.
Yeah, well, even if we do, no one can ever say that we didn't do a breakfast show on commercial radio.
Exactly. And look, at least we give it a good crack.
Mm. How'd you sleep last night?
Oh, definitely nervous. Did not sleep at all. So I'm very woke today.
Yeah, I did breakfast last week, but still was struggling to sleep knowing it was the season premiere of Adam and Ari for Breakfast in the Morning.
It's day one of many, many mornings with you, Adam.
How much has changed?
Nothing.
How'd you sleep last night?
Oh.
A year later.
You know what? I was in bed at like 5:30.
Yeah, I was in bed super early last night too. So slept well? Good night's sleep?
Slept well,
done
baby.
Done deal.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. 2nd of August. Welcome to it. 2nd of August, the 1 year anniversary
Happy
show.
Can you believe we haven't been fired? Oh, it's just so magical.
Yes, and here's to one more year.
One more? Only one?
I do have an audio retrospective package that you requested me put together. I put it together.
Oh, my God. Can we hear it? When are we going to hear it right now?
Before 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you, Adam.
The countdown's
on. I asked Adam yesterday, I said, how would you like to celebrate? Because you know that I go a little bit overboard. But...
What did I say? I said nothing, didn't I?
Yeah. So my present to you is look at the studio. There's not anything in here.
Thank you. No, I do appreciate that.
That is my present to you.
She listened. She really listened.
I actually did. I'm learning. Adam,
thanks.
It's called growth. You said you didn't want anything extravagant.
You've done well.
I gave you nothing extravagant.
No, I do appreciate that.
She really listened. It's about you, not me, so... You're welcome.
Word Sanger on the way as well. Dog news. And today we're talking about the ever controversial topic, peanut butter, crunchy or smooth.
Oh, crunchy or smooth. I think it just depends, doesn't it?
Well, I thought you were a crunchy person, were you not?
I do like crunchy, but I do like smooth.
Yeah.
I know, like some days I'm like, nah, I would never eat crunchy. And then I'm like, I just lied to myself because I do.
Had a few people say that. It depends on your mood. And I'm with you. I agree. I'll go both.
But sometimes it's really nice for, just some smooth.
But you know what? In the USA, they have another option. They have a third.
What?
They've got crunchy, they've got smooth, and they have creamy.
No.
So I've ordered some for us to try on a future taste test Tuesday. Yeah, creamy. They've got crunchy, they've got smooth, they've got creamy.
What?
It's America, man. Land of the free, home of the brave. You know what I mean?
I don't know about a creamy one.
Well, we'll find out in a future taste test Tuesday. But we're taking your thoughts, CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook, and you can call us 1300 655 922. I've done a tally, and there's one clear victor at the moment. So I'll let you know next. 17 past 7 on CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. We've got Alex on the phone at 1300 655 922. Morning, Alex. How are you?
Good, mate. Just rang up to say congratulations on your 1 year anniversary.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks for being there with us as well, Alex. Appreciate all the times you've called and helped out with 5 second rule.
1 year to all of us together.
Exactly.
I know. How exciting.
It is very exciting. Honestly, it warms my heart so much.
It went fast, though, didn't it?
Oh,
God.
It has gone so fast.
I know. That's the problem with getting older. The years just fly by, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't want that to happen.
It'll be 2 years tomorrow. We'll wake up tomorrow. It'll be 2 years.
Stop.
All right.
Really nice of you to call, Alex. Thank you.
That's okay. Have a great day, guys. Cheers.
You too, Alex. Thank you.
We are talking this morning about crunchy versus smooth in peanut butter. That's how far we've come.
It's been 1 year and we're back to the beginning again.
I've tallied up what we've had on the Facebook so far. There is a clear victor. And also, by the way, we can't forget Super Crunchy, and I've counted those in the crunchy tally.
You have? Okay.
But, the real...
That's good to know.
The real crunchy fans, they're going Super Crunchy. But at the moment, we have 5 votes to smooth peanut butter. We've got 11 to crunchy, so clearly crunchy the winner at the moment.
Do you feel like it's healthier because there's like more nuts in it? So you can have more of it on your bread?
Well, I don't know. We did have Diane write in, said crunchy, and the crunchier the better. So I don't know if Diane, because to make it really crunchy, you could just put peanuts on the bread.
Oh my God, I was literally thinking you could just literally add more on it.
Yeah, now that is crunchy, isn't it?
That was... We better do that.
That's when I remember like a dog. All right, Ari, your dog Santi, golden retriever, she sheds, don't she?
Oh, so much.
She sheds.
Everywhere, it's like tumbleweeds.
But spare a thought for those dogs that don't shed, especially over on the other side of the globe right now where there's like heat waves everywhere.
Mm.
Poor dogs that don't shed, what do they do to cool down? Pant, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, go and live inside. Have the aircon on.
Well, Tokyo maternity clothing brand Sweet Mummy has joined forces with vets to create an 85-gram battery-operated fan for dogs and cats to wear.
Sorry, what?
The fan attaches to a mesh outfit and blows air around their bodies.
Cute!
The president, Rei Uzawa, said the fans were designed for dogs and cats that could not shed their fur coats in Japan's blistering summer weather right now.
Mm.
They recorded its longest heat wave on record in June, with temperatures up to 35 degrees Celsius for 9 days straight. Ms. Uzawa said seeing her pet chihuahua exhausted by the summer heat had motivated the invention.
Mm.
She said since the fans were released in July, they've had already about 100 orders.
Oh, wow.
And she said the fans were available in different sizes, five different sizes, and they sell for 9,900 yen, which is about 100 bucks Australian.
I was thinking, wow, that sounds like a lot.
There's a little picture of the invention. Explain to the folks.
Oh, my God, look at that. Okay, so the fan part is, like, on their back, and then the mesh goes around their belly.
So it's almost like a little doggy harness with a fan on
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, it looks like a dog. Yeah, that's exactly what I look at the little schnorbe.
And all's well that ends well, the dogs are now cooler
no, I
in
just
Japan.
Want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog. I just want a dog, I just want a dog, I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine. Also, happy anniversary, Theo. Thank you. Oh, bless. That's his response anyway. All right, Theo, we'll give you two words. If you know the word that goes in the middle of the sanger, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Theo, what do you got for us, Bri?
Your words for today are smooth and law.
Ooh, smooth and law.
1300 655 922. If you know the word that comes after smooth and before law, it's the same word. Smooth something, something law.
Smooth and law.
1300 655 922. What do you think it could be? Smooth something, something law. I wonder.
How hard?
Tell us. Post Malone running in circles. That's a good way to make yourself sick. Post.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Kendra from Port Sorrell's on with us to play Word Sanger. Just before we play it, Kendra, can you settle a debate for us? Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Smooth.
Smooth? She's going smooth. Interesting, interesting. Another vote for smooth. All right, Kendra. Theo will give you the words, and you tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words for today are smooth and law.
What do you think, Kendra?
Criminal.
The word for my sanger is criminal. Smooth criminal. Criminal law.
You've been struck by a smooth criminal.
You've done it, Kendra. Nice work.
Well done, Kendra. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Well done. Hang there. I'll grab your phone number.
Okay.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
It's the 1 year anniversary show.
We haven't been fired! Woo!
Yet.
There's still time.
There's a big meeting today.
There is not.
Today is the day. It's a promotions
You've had
12 meeting.
Months, that's it. Kick on.
Yeah, we've given you a year. It's still awful. Get.
It is still shocking. Kick on.
But I've got an audio package here. Would you like to hear the Adam and Ari retrospective audio package?
Is it neatly tightened in a bow?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
An audio bow.
An audio bow? Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God, please.
Yeah. All right. Myself and Ari slept here at the station on cardboard boxes in solidarity with our Olympic athletes. You captured the magic moment when we woke up.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how did you sleep?
Oh, 6.
A 6? I reckon that was about 2. Like, I like to move around a fair bit, and I kept losing my pillow.
So I can type into the software anything and it will say it in Ari's voice.
Hi, Renna, it's Arielle with your workday hits.
How can I help you? I'm busy, babe.
Yeah. What else have you been up to? Tell me everything.
What? I don't know, it's Arielle.
When I was grade 6, so I dressed up as a farmer, you know, big gumboots, overalls and the big Australian hat with the cork hanging off them.
Yeah.
The book week at school. And I got to school and I was informed that book week was only for the kinders and preps that day.
How old were you?
I was in grade 6.
Hello, is this Hot 100?
Yes, it sure is.
G'day, this is CFM in Tassie. It's Adam and Ari. We're from Tassie, so we're not used to how things work in the hotter climate. We've just been discussing on air whether or not it gets too sweaty and the contraception slips off.
Wow, this is a journey. We were doing a newspaper quiz. Yeah. We thought you guys were going to help us out.
We stole sorry. Your post. That's a massive pet peeve. It's hateful, it's loathsome. I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I wouldn't be sorry either because you are our fan bam, plus, so it's fine. Oh.
There's no shame in stealing quality content, is there?
Good morning.
Is that you, Lee?
It sure is. 7BU, good morning.
Is that you, Lee?
It sure is. 7BU, good morning.
Is that you, Lee?
Yes, it is. 7BU, good morning.
Is that you, Lee?
Yes, it sure is.
Lee, it's Reuben Rod calling.
It's best of the best. So put your love and votes up, baby. It's Adam and Ari. So put your love and votes up, baby.
There's a platypus here. Credit Mountain's over there.
And Sheffield has lots of murals.
Now rolling, 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 rolling. Now rolling, 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 rolling. Now rolling, 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 rolling. Now rolling, 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 rolling.
Y'all be loving this right here.
She a water, 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 water. She a water, 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 water. She a water, 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 water. She a water, 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 water.
I'd like to put it on the record that I tried to plan this talk break.
Yeah.
You should have a surstromming challenge. That Swedish fish in a can.
It's so salty.
Oh my god, it smells so good.
Okay, I had a bit, that's enough. It tastes like seawater.
My tongue is on fire. Oh my god, my nose is crying. My mouth is on fire. Oh, I got it,
man! It's escargot.
I don't know what that is.
So when they present it, it's usually in a shell.
It's a snail.
Yeah.
You brought snails in.
She's done it. She's done it.
That tastes like a mushroom.
There you go.
I just ate a snail. Get in it. I'm going home, and I know it's the worst timing ever because it's April Fool's Day, so it's just, like, ridiculous. Yeah, don't hate me, please.
Jerry's left a folder open that says April Fool's Day with a couple of audio clips in there. So is this a big joke?
Jeez, I'm gonna kill you!
I am unprankable.
Adam is
unprankable. Oh, is what Adam is?
Unprankable.
Chantel, today's chorus king. Should we all do it together now with Matchbox?
Go yep, on, Chantel.
Here we go.
It's 3 a.m. I must be rolling. It's Chance Baby.
That's it.
Oh my god, that's the best present ever.
Adam and Ari, as we remember.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. We got a crack on here because we've got a jam-packed hour. We got Tech Talk on a Tuesday with Richard.
Gotta love Tech Talk.
We got Chorus Kings.
Oh, stop it.
We got CFM's On The Fly.
On The Fly, you can win a $250 voucher to spend with Rex Airlines.
That's an instant win, instantly.
Yeah.
There's no draws. You're instantly a winner.
Every day. Every single day.
We've got a lot of vouchers, $250 thereof.
Oh, I know.
To celebrate their brand new Melbourne to Devonport route. How about that?
Literally so much happening.
Thanks so much to Rex.
Plus, CFM's Apple for the Teacher nominations are now open at cfmtaz.com.au.
We got birthday book on the way, and we got Women's and Young Player of the Week from the NWFL to do so. Let's do it all after Kid Laroi, CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're going to announce now the CFM NWFL Young and Women's Players of the Week. Firstly, starting with the CFM NWFL Young Player of the Week, this week's Young Player of the Week is Latrobe's Blake Weeks.
Go, Blake!
Blake is a versatile footballer who's mature beyond his years. He's played roles in attack and defence so far in his senior career. Blake has played on and beat some of the best forwards in the competition this year. He bleeds red and blue and is a potential future captain of the club due to his natural leadership skills as well. So congrats again to Blake. You are CFM's NWFL Young Player of the Week.
Congratulations, Blake. This week, CFM's NWFL Women's Player of the Week is Ulverston's Nikki Ellis. Nikki has been brilliant since joining Ulverston this season and is currently leading the competition's goal kicking. She has blistering pace and outstanding athletic ability and loves to kick a goal. Nikki's second efforts also don't go unnoticed as she is often awarded for those efforts. Congratulations, Nikki. You are CFM's NWFL Women's Player of the Week.
Up next, birthday book and then CFM's On The Fly.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Time to shout some birthdays out. We've had them submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win this Friday. $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, marquee photo booth and lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Ruby from Penguin. Happy birthday, Ruby. Lots of love, Mum, Dad, Lucy, Jack and Lolly Doll.
We have Mark Haley from Burnie. Happy 9th birthday, Mark Haley. Love, Dad, Brooke, Cody, Harley, Mitchell and Deegan.
Liam Westcombe from Penguin. Have a happy 17th birthday, little buddy. We love you from Mum and Dad. I can't believe Liam's 17.
Another one for Liam Westcombe from Penguin. Have a happy 17th birthday, Liam. Love, Nan.
Luke from Burnie. Happy 9th birthday to our dancing diva. We hope you have the most amazing day. Love, Mum, Dad, Bailey, Zaxson and the rest of the family.
Narelle Penton from Don. Happy 60th birthday to our beautiful Mum. We love you so much and we're all extremely grateful for everything you do for us. Love from your 6 real kids and 4 bonus kids.
Another one for Narelle from Don. Happy 60th birthday, Nanny. We're so lucky to have you as our Nan and adore you so much. We love you heaps and heaps. Love from your grandchildren, Asta, Koa, Elliot, Finley, Remy and Baby.
Geordie from Burnie. Happy 5th birthday, Geordie. I hope you have a wonderful day and you get spoiled. Lots of love from Simone, Cody, Sky Jr. and Roxy.
Another one for Michaeli from Ulverston. Happy 9th birthday, sweet girl. I hope you have an amazing day. Love you most. From Mum, Adrian, Mackenzie, Bentley and Millie.
Callan Murray from Ulverston. Happy birthday, Callan. I hope you have a good 16th birthday. Love, Amber Rogers.
Ooh, Callan. Another one for you, mate, from Ulverston. Happy 16th birthday, Callan Murray. Love you lots from Aaliyah Jordan.
CFMTAS.com.au to get birthday shout-outs registered. Next up, CFM's On The Fly. Your chance to score $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. Doing it next.
CFM's On The Fly.
It is time. Okay, we're playing On The Fly. All you need to do is crack the phonetic alphabet code. Theo's going to help us out and give you 3 letters. If you think you know the answer and to crack the code, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you will instantly win a $250 Rex Airlines voucher. Their new Devonport to Melbourne route starts on August 19th.
All right, we have Theo in position, so listen up. These are your letters. Go, Theo.
Today's code is C F W.
C F W.
1-300-655-922 to give us the phonetic code.
CFM's On The Fly.
Annette from Port Sorel is on with us. All right, Theo, we'll give you those letters again and you tell us what it is in the phonetic alphabet.
Today's code is C-F-W.
Go, Annette.
Charlie Foxtrot Whiskey.
The answer to my code is Charlie Foxtrot Whiskey.
Congratulations.
Have a good flight.
Just cut Theo off. Sorry, Theo. Congratulations, and now you've just won yourself an instant win of a $250 voucher to Rex Airlines.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hang there and I'll grab your phone number.
Thank you.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time to sing it. It's Chorus Kings time. We'll play a snippet of a chorus. If you know the rest of the chorus, give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get the chorus right, or you know what, even if your enthusiasm is just like 110%, we'll probably give it to you anyway. You'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are indeed local, just like us.
1-300-655-922 with the bid after this bit.
Why should I even bother?
What's the next bit?
Stop it.
1-300-655-922.
Why should I even bother?
Oh, stop.
1-300-655-922.
It's just too good, isn't it? Just sing it. Call now.
We will go again one more time.
Why should I even bother?
That build up.
1-300-655-922 with the rest of the song.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Jeremy. How are things this morning, Jeremy? Going all right?
All right.
You ready to have a sing with us?
Yeah.
Right.
Here we go.
We'll play the song. You take it from there.
Why should I even bother?
She's so high above me.
She's so lovely.
Let's check the tape.
'Cause she's so high, high above me.
She's so lovely. Jeremy, you got it right. Congratulations, you're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Thanks.
go, Jeremy.
Yep.
Talking Tech with Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
Good morning. We are on the phone with the Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy, as we do every Tuesday to talk some tech. Just recovering from the bombshell that I've just heard Richard's been in Nari's bedroom.
My Auntie Helen and my mum listened to our show from Adelaide and they had some tech issues. So Auntie Helen, of course, got the Adelaide Tech Guy out there, which is Richard.
Well, who else?
And the office that they work out of actually used to be my bedroom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
You know what? I had this black light, but we won't go there.
He's got lots of gadgets. You've got to be careful, Ari.
Richard!
All right, Richard, let's all calm down and talk about crypto. Now, crypto, it's sort of off the books. That's part of why people like it. But then also that means you can get scammed pretty easily. Is there a way we can avoid being scammed with crypto?
Yeah, you can. People still want to invest in it, though. So I'm going to give you four tips about it. So basically, so we hope you don't get ripped off. I had a friend recently who didn't ask my advice, but lost $5,000 on there. So, you know, people are going to be really careful because we all want the easy dollar. I understand that. Tip number one, don't invest in crypto. The surest way to avoid losing your life savings in a cryptocurrency scam is to not invest in cryptocurrency at all. So, you know, many people, particularly the financial industry, have warned that crypto itself is basically a big scam or it's going to explode. Number two, if you have to invest, do your research. This is what my friend didn't do. Spend time researching the assets and platforms that you have planned to invest in. Number three, start small and stay small. So when you invest in crypto, you should only ever invest the amount you're willing to lose. I've got a guy that is a producer at another radio station, you know, and he puts $10, $20 in it. And when he got up to about $200, $300, found out he could actually take money back, put it all in. He did his research and, you know, he's quite happy with that. But start small, people. And remember, if they ever offer you guarantees of big returns, that's crap. Yep. So, you know, that's a real scammer trying to get you to put more and more money in, which is what happened to my friend out there. So just be careful, people, is what we're saying.
If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Exactly right.
And you've got some Apple and Facebook financial reports.
Yes, I always love doing this because Apple always have fine eye-watering figures. So for the April, May, June for this year, Apple reported revenue of $83 billion and a profit of $19.4 billion. Turns out it could have been closer to another $6 billion if there wasn't a chip shortage out there. So phenomenal figure again. But the interesting one is Facebook this time. For the first time, they actually reported a year-on-year decline. Facebook getting a real hard time at the moment for a lot of reasons out there. But, yeah, they were actually down, so they only made $28.82 billion in revenue, which is down on the previous year. So, of course, their share price to drop, and Mark Zuckerberg might have to dig down the back of the couch to find some money.
Yeah, he might have a couple of billion down there.
Yeah, maybe.
Down the back.
Well, he got some S from changing Instagram to make it look like TikTok, and then got so much backlash that they've actually changed it back.
Yes, they don't know what they're doing over there on Facebook at the moment. Mm. And, you know, it's very hard for you to see your most recent stuff on there as well.
It is. Annoying.
Richard, you know about this stuff. Is Mark Zuckerberg a robot?
No.
You don't think so?
No. He's a strange bloke. He's a strange bloke.
Yeah, he is. And there's a big Apple Watch announcement coming soon. It's going to be a big announcement.
Look, it is along with the new iPhone. Remember, people, if you're thinking about buying a new iPhone, new iPhone's probably 6 weeks away now.
Ooh.
Also, there'll be an Apple Watch announcement as well. Apple Watch might be the biggest announcement. So three things. We're getting a whole new model. So there's going to be one which has a larger display, rugged case, enormous battery life. It's going to be targeted probably at extreme athletes. But it will come at a cost. Early rumours are it's probably going to be around about the $1,500 mark. So, it's an eye-watering figure. Battery life, however, across all the Apple Watches will be a lot better, which is what we always want. At the moment, my Apple Watch lasts me probably a day and a half, so I've got to charge it every night. So you might get 2 to 3 days out of the new one. But there could be a new sensor on there that will check for fevers, which I reckon is in this day and age is a great thing to go along. Alert if your temperature goes up. The women out there will be able to track fertility and also might alert you to an oncoming illness. So built-in thermometer, especially with COVID still around, I reckon it's a great idea.
Wow. And for us extreme athletes, Adam, I mean,
yes,
take my money.
Thanks so much, Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au and talktech.com.au. Cheers once again, Richard.
Okay, talk to you next week.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, it's Tuesday. Adam and Ari are here on the radio, on the wireless right now as we speak.
Can
that's us.
Can you believe it? Also, happy 1 year anniversary. Ooh, we made it 12 months. Yeah.
Yes, it was this time last year we were doing CFM's Apple for the Teacher, I believe. What are we doing right now?
CFM's Apple for the Teacher!
No!
We're bringing it back again.
That's right. Entries are open now, so you can nominate your favourite primary school teacher at cfmtas.com.au. Let us know how they go above and beyond in and outside the classroom.
This year, the winning teacher will walk away with a $1,000 Harvey Norman gift card, and every student in that class will also receive a $50 Harvey Norman gift card. It's CFM's Apple for the Teacher, all thanks to Hampton Peters Real Estate, Harvey Norman Devonport, IGA Tasmania and Zambrero. Where, Adam? The Triple T Deluxe is back.
Explain to the folks the Triple T Deluxe. You used
it
to work
is,
there.
Actually, the Triple T Deluxe wasn't there when I was there.
Was it not? You've never made
no,
a Triple T?
I believe it's like, it's all the tea sauces, potentially.
Oh, cool. You know, it's got a special place in my heart, this Triple T Deluxe, because when I grew up, the radio station I used to listen to was Triple T.
Oh, stop
so,
it.
So, Zambreros know their way to my heart.
Stop it. I have got the details here. Triple T, yeah, here we go. Trefello sauce, which is delicious, twice the cheese and toasted. So I reckon what they've done is they've taken all our staff tricks on how we used to make our burritos and then have just created the Triple T Deluxe.
So you're saying they have stolen your intellectual property?
I think so, because nothing is better than a toasted burrito. Honestly, so good.
On the way here, John Mellencamp, we've got Dean Lewis on the way as well. This is B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams, who was from Paramore.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Harry, did you get caught in the hail yesterday?
Oh my God!
How big was the hail?
That was crazy! I was just out and about collecting tins, and then it was like next minute, it was like sort of cloudy, sunny, and then it just was like hail.
Big hail.
Where'd you come from? And then it was wet all afternoon.
I don't know if I've ever seen hail that big in Tassie. You usually like, get the small hail that melts on the ground.
You could just hear it all hitting the car. I was like, oh, I hope it doesn't smash a window.
It was pretty interesting. Just,
and then, you know what, afterwards, when I was in Ulverston, so it hit really heavy, and then within like a couple of minutes, I looked up and the sun was out.
Yeah, well,
Tassie.
I've never known hailstorms to last too long in the old Tas.
Yeah,
they go hard and fast and they clear off.
Yeah.
Up next, we have our boss Jerry Shears. He's ready to come in with your workday
boss
hits.
Boss man, he also brought us a cake in. By the way, thank you, boss
thanks,
man.
Jerry,
appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 for the
101. Oh my God, that's wrong. For 1 year and 1 day.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating the 1 year and 1 day anniversary tomorrow. Bye.